time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and yes, he's on again. It is Friday morning. Oh, my goodness. Where has this week gone? But it's been a wonderful week, hasn't it? A lot of people up here in northern Ohio have had a great time of it. The people at Cedar Point are all smiles. At Put-in Bay, they're all smiles because people have been spending the last free weekends up there in good weather. And I am sure they wish that they had had more weather like that earlier in the year. And that's the way it is. And I know a lot of people are crowding Cedar Point yet this weekend because school starts soon. Wow. Bratwurst Festival starts next week. Oh, my goodness. On Wednesday of next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The parades are 7 o'clock Thursday and Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. And then it's 4 in the afternoon for the big parade on Saturday. Now, that parade on Saturday will involve the queens and court from a lot of other festivals, including the Marion Popcorn Festival. The newly elected popcorn queen and her court, as well as Miss Teeny Pop and all the others, they'll all be on some kind of a float. Now, the Bratwurst Festival has a permanent permanent float. And it's constructed so that it's on different tiers with the Bratwurst Queen at the very top. And so all they got to do is haul that out and dust it off and clean it up and away they go. And it's not, and the Melon Festival people the same way. They have a melon, like a half of a muskmelon, made out of wood on a float. Had it for years and years. Now, I wonder, too, the last parade I saw, where I can't remember where it was, whether the Shriners or the Masons still have their little cars. I'm sure they must. But next week, it's going to be interesting, though. Three parades in Bucyrus, 7 o'clock Thursday and Friday, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And so it is. I hope they have good weather. They have had in some years past. Well, they've had some years where there would be cloud bursts. Well, yeah, last year we had one on, when was it, Thursday morning, I think. Big, heavy rain, but then it cleared up and it was a great day. All right, and so what's happening around here? Oh, when I was coming in this morning, I was almost blinded by dust. They're tearing down some building, and I was one block away, so I don't know which building it is. But it must have been over on Greenwood Street somewhere, because that's where the dust was coming from. And I could see, in between everything, a big shovel digging. And so, if any of you know what they were tearing down there by Greenwood Street, give me a buzz. Let me know. Keep everybody informed. I also noticed when I came by where the new Panda Express will be going, they had utilities already marked, so they're all set to, once they get the debris moved away, to pour the apron and know where their utilities, of course, to separate those. And the new thing would be Panda Express. Now, there's a number of Panda Expresses down around Columbus. So this will be the first one in this area. Panda Express started in China, and they're slowly moving across the United States. I think maybe they've made it across already. But it's a fast food Chinese thing. They feature, well, they claim they've got some healthy foods, you know, among everything else. So it'll be interesting to see once they're here. So that's, you know, and then how many of you read the newspaper this morning about the restaurant inspections? Oh. Well, it, you know, most of them are just normal types of things. And you'd have to read it to know what I'm giggling about. And, oh, my. How many of you get the Marion Star every day? I know a lot of you don't. But in there, they have restaurant inspections about once a month. And today it occupies the great part of a side a sheet of paper. And especially about one. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
You don't want to eat out after you see that.
I know.
People wonder why maybe when they go home they don't feel too good.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, that one was almost, the little section was almost half the page down.
Yes, it was, yes.
Yeah.
But when I went by there this morning, it didn't look like it was open. It looked like, I don't know if there was a sign in the door. I don't know if it's open or not.
Yeah, well, I never see anybody there hardly anyway.
Yeah.
But,
it might be the back door is always open.
Well, that's what they got them like four or five times, and each time that back door, and it's
yes.
like,
letting all the
air conditioning.
Letting all the bugs in. Oh, my land.
Yeah, I don't look for it to be around too long. So.
That's the way I would judge it, too. Oh,
I know, after I look at that, it's like, do I want to go through here?
I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
I know. I don't know if that's all they do or they just put a portion of them on, because I can't get on the computer and look it up.
Yeah, there was a whole page, all the different restaurant inspections, which are fairly normal, the things that, you know, marking
yeah.
and a date on food and this and that. But,
why when they say health reasons, does that mean the person's sick and going in there?
Oh, yes, that's it. You've got to, if you've got something wrong with you, you've got to tell them, because they shouldn't let you working if you've got something wrong that could be transmitted.
Yeah, that's what I wondered about.
Yeah, right.
About that.
And everybody that works in a restaurant must be taught the you know, all the facets of working in a restaurant and what you have to do and you can't do.
But they're not doing that. It sounds like none of them. Several didn't know the health thing.
That's right. That's what they. You know, once you hire a person, you got to give them an indoctrination course.
Yeah, because, you know, when people start getting sick, they're going to sue, so you think the management would at least
yes.
go over that with them, show them a video or do something.
That's
and,
right.
And, you know, really get that done and everything.
Yeah.
So.
It was kind of interesting, too, what happened at the aquatic park in Marion, how they had to shut that down because somebody had apparently diarrhea in the pool.
Well, they did it twice.
Yes.
They did it last week and they did it this week.
That's right, so... thank goodness they are inspecting very closely the what's in the water.
Yeah. Now, Charlie, when you said your, I thought you said your Marion Star was $58 or something.
Yes.
Well, is it because you're out in the county?
I don't know, but it's $58 plus tax.
That no, I called it after you did that because
mine
was $11 or something because I did that deal where you got a. 3 months or something for that.
Oh, really?
And then I called them, and then it went up to 22, and I said, well, is my paper bill, because I'm in town, going to be going up? And she said, no.
Well, that's
so I got the next bank statement, and
now,
it was $25.
Do you take the Sunday, do you get the Sunday paper?
I get all 7 days.
Yeah, well, we do too. $58.
She said there would be those coupons or something, like in August they advertised.
Really?
If you take it for the last 3 months, it'll be... maybe close to $12, because I did that, and then they went back up to almost $20, and I told my friend I'm not doing it. So Yes, I went without it for a month, so then he did it.
Yeah,
well, and then, but so if you want to, I don't know if you can. She said that it would be coming out, and I could do that. So I guess if I'm already getting the paper, if not, I guess you could put it in your wife's name or something. But no, I wouldn't.
Interesting.
Pay. When I pay 20 some, there's nothing in it. So.
And I say 58 a month is a lot to pay for obituaries, which is mainly what.
Yeah, that's.
And you get that off the internet.
Well, I just get a little bit of the, you know, Marion news, and there's just a fraction,
right.
And I don't. And I told her, I said, all you're doing is advertising these bathroom things and the gutters, and you're taking pages. And I said, there's nothing in that paper to, you know. So I see somebody bought the Marion Star.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll change.
I was glad to see some local news today, especially concerning Cervex and Charlie Sens and so forth. Did you read that?
I kind of like, but they don't put that much in. And then I told Scott they had to write up about that school in there at Marion Castle.
Oh, I didn't realize that that was so controversial. Mom.
Oh, I know. I see where McKenna School Board there, because I think they got close to 50 students now, but I don't know if, you know, through the year they could get more. And to me, you know, if you're paying taxes, it doesn't matter where you want your kid to go. If they can go there, that's, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's that, because I'm wondering if years to come, if the kids are going to be going to school like half days and doing most of their work on computers at home.
Yeah, I wonder. They're also, I was told, would be wearing uniforms.
I think they said that school over there furnishes the uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think they're, I don't know if you're going to get, you know, just a few or what, but I thought somebody said, or I read that, where the they're going to have school uniforms and they're going to be furnished.
Yeah,
so
I remember.
I got that wrong.
Yeah, I remember years ago when Catholic schools provided or you had to have uniforms. Not when I was in Catholic school, but in some of the big cities, they all wore the same clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Now, of course, you're not downtown, but I was wondering what they were tearing down on Greenwood Street.
On Greenwood Street?
Yeah, they're making a big a cloud of dust, and I couldn't see because I come up on Cummins Avenue and around. I couldn't see what they were tearing down, but it must have been something big.
You mean towards going towards Fairgrounds?
Well, going toward Center Street, between Greenwood and Center, somewhere in there. And that, you know, who's in there? One of the plumbing companies.
That Henry Lumber's there, but on down is that company, and I was by there just a few days ago, and there's like three big buildings there. I don't know what it used to be and what it's called now, but it was like in the evening. They had those doors open, and I don't know whether what Trump did, the metal and stuff, but they were going full force there. And when I go out by the old Pollock Steel,
yes.
You didn't see a car there. Now that place just seems to be going like crazy.
Oh, yes. That's
and stuff. So whatever he did, the seal or something, it must have really helped those places. But
well, that's right.
I don't know if anything would be tearing down that way. I know they're doing road construction down in there. Sewers.
Well, maybe that was it. I don't know. But, boy, we sure making dust. Maybe somebody will see it and let me know, let us know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, okay. I appreciate your call.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Anyone else? Yeah. The newspaper this morning was really interesting. And we didn't mention, of course, the name of the establishment. But you'll have to look at the paper. It's amazing. Yes, I went past there this morning, like I said. And there were some signs in the door. Maybe they're not normally open this time of the day. I don't know. But I'm not going to tell you what. I don't know if it's kosher, be kosher to mention it or not or whatever. It's now 10:28 Eastern Daylight Time. Yes, it's Friday morning. And it's a beautiful day out there. And Ted Jolliffe just brought me four cucumbers, and I made a cucumber salad out of the big one he brought me the other day, and man, I've eaten it like crazy, and it left it stand, you know, a whole day, and it softened up the cucumbers,
And really, and the tomatoes and everything I put in, and the Vidalia onion, oh boy. And I put honey in it, and Italian dressing, you know, from one of the Kraft products or whatever, whoever makes Italian dressing, because it's got some goodies in it, and boy, it just livens that cucumber salad up like crazy. 10:30 coming up, and if you know what they were tearing up, maybe they were tearing the street up between Center and Mount Vernon Avenue. I don't know. Somewhere in there was something being torn down and creating a cloud. But when I walked in here 15 minutes later, I didn't see that cloud of dust. It evaporated. Coming up on 10:30 Eastern Daylight Time, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. Tell your neighbors to listen to us and get caught up in everything.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again. The time is 10:31. And how are you doing today? Hopefully all right. What do you have planned for the weekend? Anything in particular? Oh, there are a lot of things going on. I see the tomato festival at Reynoldsburg is going on this weekend. And their reporter that's doing that Reynolds tomato festival is the same reporter that will be here doing broadcasts from our situation at the fly-in drive-in at the Marion Municipal Airport. He'll be there, I think, we'll talk to Terry later. But, yeah, we're going to get better coverage all over the state of Ohio on our Marion Municipal Airport venture. Wow. It's going to put Marion on the map everywhere, believe me. Plus the military planes and all coming to Marion, it's going to stir things up a little. And that's what we need. We need some get up and go, because a lot of our get up and go, like mine, has got up and went. 10:32, and how are you? Okay, what can I ask you that might be, what else? Well, I'll tell you, the person that can call and tell me what they were working on there on Greenwood Street in that area, making all that dust, the first person that tells me what's going on there, I will let you have a prize. How about that? Can't beat that. I would give you a prize if you can tell me what's going on there. And like I say earlier, I went past the Chinese, what do they call it, Panda Express place, and boy, they're going full speed on that. As soon as they clear away the debris, they'll start upping their utilities and laying the new pad down and so forth. And that would be a different kind of venture for Marion. It'd be like Chinese fast food, and it will be done in a walk. Now, I remember, and of course, a lot of the Chinese food places use a walk, and I like that. I remember when Smiley China was here. I could stand there and watch that man work, and he worked himself to death practically. I mean, it was really interesting to watch him. When, especially in the drive-up window, how he could handle the drive-up customers and the indoor customers and use that walk fast enough. Oh, it used to be so interesting. Of course, we have the other Chinese restaurant there in what's the name of the center there? What's its name? It escapes me right now. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, I just heard you. I just turned it on. Were you talking about what's going in? They're tearing down Conway's?
Yes, yes.
What's going in there?
A Panda Express. Fast food Chinese.
Here, I thought they were going to go out next to Jimmy John. That was the talk a while back.
Well, yeah, you would think so with that vacant area there. But, yeah, it's they're I noticed today when I went by, they got through all your utilities marked where they came through the original floor, and all they have to do is clear away their debris and start building.
Yeah, I thought maybe a Five Guys or something would come in to where that was.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of the Panda Expresses, I think three or four down around the Columbus area now.
Yeah, well, it's a new one down on Polaris on Gemini.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That just opened not too long ago.
It'd be interesting to see
going in there. So.
Yeah. I looked up their menu, and they claim they've got some healthy additions on their menu.
Yeah.
I would appreciate if they have some salt-free selections.
Well, as long as they don't start serving cats.
Well, that's an old thing. Now, they would think nothing about that in China, I guess.
Oh, really?
Cats and dogs both.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The French are more for dogs.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they eat dogs.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's.
Talk to you later, Charlie.
Okay, see ya. All right, yeah. Anyone else? Yeah, it's an interesting life out there. A lot of people are up at Cedar Point this weekend. Oh, my goodness. Last weekend without school. Oh, boy. Oh, I wish. You know, you got to take advantage. You know, when I'm 80, I'll be 80, I'm 84 right now. No, I'll be 85, yeah. I'll be 85 next month. You lose track of your, mind eventually. And so I'll be 85 next month. And I look back at all the times we went to Cedar Point and Put-in Bay. Used to go to Pelee Island and then on over to Leamington or one of the other cities there in Canada. And I can remember when my daughter Amy and I went to Leamington, Ontario, or not Leamington, but Pelee Island, and rented bicycles, and we bicycled around the perimeter of Pelee Island. And that was interesting because there's a big campaign on preserving Lake Erie water snakes. And on Pelee Island, when we bicycled around, we saw any number of those snakes squashed by cars. Oh, yeah. Pelee Island was really interesting because there was a man that operated the gift shop there. What was it called? Max or something like that. And he was a guy he wasn't from Ontario. He was from Zanesville, Ohio. But everybody went there to get a souvenir from Canada. And that was quite a tradition. Then I also, on Pelee Island, noticed that down along the water, next to the shore, were all these sparkly little things under the water. So, and here it was a pop bottles that had been ground by sand over the years. And so I picked up a bunch of those, and I still have them at home. And some people made jewelry out of those ground up pop bottles in different colors. Yeah, and then my first memory of that really stuck to me in Leamington, Ontario, was a restaurant. It was called, and I can still remember the name of it, Diane. Yeah, that was the name of the restaurant. And in there, I ordered something I'd never, ever in my life had eaten. And that was, fried snails. And I thought, hey. And so they were actually good. And so I had snails on Put-in Bay. There's that winery there that has a restaurant, and they serve up, I suppose they still do, snails. And anyhow, yeah, you get all these memories. And I've remembered a lot of things in my past, most. And all I got now, since you don't get around that much anymore, in fact, I'll be good to get around the Bratwurst Festival one time, or maybe at the most twice. 10:39's the time, and how are you doing today? What's happening over on Greenwood Street making all the dust? But the dust might be gone by now. Was it something in the street? Was there a building? I can't imagine what building it would have been tearing down. What else is happening around Marion? What other type of construction's going? Well, I think the big thing was in the paper today, and that's the closing of the Servex Center. Now, that takes me back in history to when I first came to Marion in 1952, September of 1952, and went to work at the radio station. And, of course, we bought everything at Servex off of, you know, Charlie Sens. And at that time, he was located on North State Street. And it wasn't long after I came to Marion that he moved several different times, ended up over there on State Street, and then out on the Servex Center, out on the Marion-Mount Gilead Road, of course. That's where the furniture store is now. And then behind there was Charlie's car museum, and boy, that was just something so clean and neat. And you know, I used to try to book buses into there when I was with the CBB, but they told me, it said, "Well, you know, the people that come on buses are mostly women, older women, and they could care less about cars." And so I, you know, never got the bus tours that I thought would be coming into there by the droves. And so the Servex Car Museum just slowly diminished, and oh, it was such a beautiful, clean area with such wonderful cars in it. And that is where Charlie Sens told me that the Dodge car, and they had several of them, had a Jewish symbol on the radiator. And what was it? What was the symbol? It was a Star of David, or what was it? But it was the Jewish symbol. And he said, now, the reason why that is on the Dodge cars is the Dodge brothers went kind of broke, and they needed money to complete their car operation. And they were given money by some Jewish friends. And to pay them back, they always had the Jewish emblem on the Dodge car. I don't think they still do, but that was why it was there. They had a Maxwell and all. Oh, gosh, it was so neat. And popcorn. And then I was on hand when the ground was broken for that. And I was on hand. Charlie was a good friend of mine. He was such a good guy, really, really. So friendly. I can remember when Charlie brought the Channel Master transistor radios to Marion. And that was a long time ago. The very first transistor radios in Marion. And the word got around they were being sold at Servex up on Prospect Street, where the old Isley store was. And boy, people bought those Channel Master transistor radios like gangbusters. And we still have ours. And I'm talking to people that still have their little Channel Master transistor radio. And Charlie found those Channel Masters in Japan, I think it was, when he was over there on a buying trip of some kind. And he thought, man, this sounds like something we need here in Ohio. So he started the transistor radio trend, and it went, big time. Then I remember, too, Charlie and his Channel Master antennas. I think were called Channel Master, made in Ellenville, New York, probably still are. I remember going through Ellenville once and telling him, I went through the town where your antennas are coming from, Ellenville, New York. 10:43 is the time. And, of course, Greg has worked so diligently there, especially after the loss of his brother. And I think everything I ever bought there, I still have, like Super Radios, GE Super Radio. That was a larger transistor radio, and boy, it could pick things up all over, you know, all over creation, especially their AM stations, and, well, and FM, too. And GE Super Radio, I don't know if they still make anything like that or not, but, and then I have my television antenna and all the parts and pieces, and all, as well as our TVs, were all bought at Servec, so it's been a good place to deal with over the years, my goodness. And to see that, you know, they've sold the Servec Center out there. And so another era has mostly ended. And a picture of Charlie's in the paper, and it's good to see that. Charlie, a veteran of World War II. And, you know, he's of the World War II age, which a lot of the guys, you know, are getting close to 100 years old now. Well, anyhow, it's 10:45, and we'll be back in just a few moments here on WWGH in Marion, Ohio. And how are you doing today?
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Three, two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, once again, we're back, and it was good to see Charlie sends his picture in the paper today. A longtime good friend of mine. We go back, like I said, to 1952 when I came to Marion to work at WMRN as an engineer. And I made many trips to Servec. We had hundreds and hundreds of tubes, you know, vacuum tubes, which are totally unfamiliar to the younger generation. But radio existed with vacuum tubes, and that was our lifeline. And so we had cabinets full of tubes, and every now and then we'd have to get in supply. I can still remember the numbers of some of those tubes, especially the one that was built for radio use, because it had in our control boards. Now here we have all transistors in our control board, but there in early radio we were all tubes, and there was one tube, a 1620. Those are the that was the number of the tube, a 1620 that was built for broadcast purposes. Because it was a little more expensive, because it had less noise generated in it. And so you had a much cleaner AM signal by using your amplifier as being 1620s. Now, for regular use, as an amplifier and a regular radio at that time, they were labeled 6J7. And I bet Charlie can remember that. Wow. Yes, these eras come and go, don't they? My goodness. But things keep happening, and we move right along. Okay, what can I ask you today? How many of you would like to go to the zoo or to somewhere else? Let me see here. Yeah, I've got the zoo tickets. I've got Zumbezi Bay. And, yeah. Okay. I got a lot of Zumbezi Bay. So, let me see, what's a good question that I could ask you today? Here's a good one. This is history, which I'm sure none of you would know. What year was it the Shenandoah dirigible crashed in Ohio? It crashed, I think, over in, what county was it? It was near Caldwell, Ohio. it crashed in a field, and many men were killed in that. It was one of the most famous crashes of an airship like that, the Shenandoah. Now, you could probably Google that and find out. If you can tell me what year it crashed, well, I'll give you whatever you like here in the prizes I've got. Okay, and I'm trying to see here if there's something else that I could pass along here. Yes. It's a great day, but it's so pretty outside. Oh, my goodness. But from the Ted Jolliffe brought all these cucumbers in. My goodness, I could keep busy the whole weekend making cucumber salad for everybody. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Lost you, Charlie. I don't hear you on the radio.
Oh, you, really?
I don't have anything on mine. It's blank.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know, so I just thought I'd let you know.
Okay, fine. Well, thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right. So we need to get reconnected to the internet, apparently. Okay, and interesting. Hopefully that will come about. I'm looking over here at my computer. It's recording me. But I can't tell by reading my screen here. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was it 1925?
You're close, but it wasn't, no, wait. It might have been, yeah, I'll give you credit for that. Yes, okay.
Well, I just wanted to play along, Charlie. Okay. I'm not eligible or anything.
All right, fine and dandy. Okay.
Have a good show.
You too, thanks. Okay, yeah, it crashed on Interstate 77, and there's a marker there now, but the marker hardly denotes the horrible crash that it was. Oh my goodness. It crashed and parts of it carried on for a ways. Okay, so what else do we have here? I'm going over some of the questions that I've had in another ear because I tell you, it takes so much time to sit down and dream up new questions. Now, the other day I asked you about the weed that you touch and it pops off. It was called the jewel weed, and that's the weed that you can crush up and put on poison ivy, and supposedly it will ease your pain or ease your itching of poison ivy. Now, the interesting thing is I saw a whole batch of this jewel weed just the other day, and I'm trying to think where I was when I saw it, and I thought, good heavens, there's the jewel weed, or Johnny Jump Up, or whatever they, you know, it comes under different titles. It has a lot of liquid in its stem, and that's why when you crush it, it makes a liquid that you can put on poison ivy. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, I think it might be me. I think I blew a fuse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm checking it out, so it might not be you at all.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Bye.
Okay, all right. Boy, that brings to my mind, you know, most everything brings something to my mind. A blown fuse. Now, how many of you remember when your grandparents or your parents, when they blew a fuse, took a penny out of their pocket and put in the socket where the fuse is, and you put it in there, and then you screwed the fuse back in, and that made contact? You remember that? It was a terrible thing to do because your fuse blew for some reason. And unless you could find that reason, you were in danger, really. Cheating, putting a penny behind a fuse. And a lot of people did that. And a lot of homes burned down because of that fuse with the penny. The penny behind a fuse. Oh, my goodness. You know, things like that. Does that ring a bell with any of you? If you're old enough, I'm sure it does. The old penny behind the fuse. And nowadays, you know, our modern systems, we have breakers. We don't have fuses. And if something goes wrong, the breaker trips, and we go down and reset the trip. And if it trips again, then you know you've got a real problem. You better find the answer. Yeah, that's modern. Now, a lot of the homes today, are underwired. Ours is. I know we're still, we still have knob and post wiring in some of our house. You know, knob and post, you know what that is? Those insulators that you pounded into your rafters and then ran, put, there was a white insulator that went around the nail there, and then you strung your cord around. Remember that? You still have some of those? That's the old style. And most homes that are really old enough have converted to the modern wiring. 10:54 is the time. Boy, time's moving right along today, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. Now, after 12, about 12:15, we will be visited with Scott, and Brandy Downs will be here, and we'll be talking about maybe somewhat politics. And, oh, my. Yeah, you know, I find it's very interesting, though, that people who are involved in politics, that's mostly what they think. You know, everything is either a Democrat or Republican. Kind of interesting. But and to be really involved to where maybe, you know, you're active, everything revolves around politics. And well, enough for that. 10:55 is the time. Oh, my goodness. And let's see. What else can I bring up here? Well, I talked about once Thomas Edison's carbon element in light bulbs. That was his first thing. And someone called and said there's a carbon element in a light bulb that he manufactured still burning somewhere. Oh, my goodness. Now, here can you give me a... At the Bratwurst Festival coming up next week, you know, they tore down Shine's Theater. Now, that has, that area has a name to it. Like we have a Founders Park here. That area where the Shines Theater was has a name. Can you name it? If you can, I'll give you a prize. Now, what I'm wondering, too, as I looked at Founders Park, there is a solid wall to the north of Founders Park. What a great place for a mural. And of course, a good mural takes a lot of money. You know, we had a mural about halfway finished in Marion, still is there on Prospect Street at, you know, where that new restaurant's going in. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller. Yes, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Got a little story for you.
Good, okay.
You were talking about fuses and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, you remember the old glass fuses you put in your cars and your breaker boxes?
Yeah, yes.
Well, my father-in-law took and wrapped foil around one of them.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Well, burned every wire under the dash. They must have had a dead short or something.
Yeah.
And he burned every wire under that dash. Oh. We had to tear it down and try to redo everything.
And that was the purpose of a fuse, to keep that from happening.
Right. Oh. So it just has, evidently had steady feed, and when that foil just kept it,
yeah,
going,
kept the current
hot,
going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the penny behind the fuse.
Yeah, and my boy got one of the older houses when he moved back here, and it had a, went down, and he has one of the old fuse boxes there, and it had a penny laying right beside of it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, where the screw in fuses was.
Oh, my.
And it had a penny laying there on the shelf.
I can still picture ours from back in the 40s when we moved in with my grandfather. He did that trick with the pennies. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I remember when Dad used to see that. We had a big old metal box outside hanging on the wall, and you'd go out there, and they'd go out, and he'd pull that lever down and refix that thing and then turn it back up.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to fill you in on that, Charlie.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank
and
you.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I can understand that. I've heard of that before. Take in. Now, does chewing gum have metallic wrappers like they used to years ago? But you could ways to cheat the electric business and hazard and make a big hazard out of the whole thing. Yep, I can remember too in 1978 during the big, well, 1976 it was, the year before the big blizzard or a couple years before, when the ground was frozen as deep as 51 inches. And people's water lines all froze up, and they told you then don't scrape the snow off the sidewalk because that's going to try to insulate the ground underneath and your pipes might not freeze. And then they came along with a nice idea of hooking up a welder's leads to a fire hydrant and to or maybe to your water pipe and something else, and then the, turn the current on, and the heat would melt your, well, it melted the ice, perhaps, but in many cases also burned down the house. I can remember one in particular. They hooked one of the leads to a support for a fuel oil tank. Can you imagine? Here's one lead from your welder hooked onto a fuel oil tank holder and the other to a ground, and boom. Okay, we're coming up on 11 o'clock, and we'll be back with you right after the big news here. If you know what they were tearing down around Greenwood Street, let me know. Or anything else that you know, let me know, and let everybody else know. 10:59 and 5 seconds. Stay right where you're at.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you meet each day.
Legendary newsman Hugh Downs. Did you ever think you would be referring to the NBC News anchor as doing something this stupid?
No, I never did think I would. I didn't think that could happen because, first of all, I think the way NBC itself has handled this is really not as smart as it could be. There could be a, they got to quit using words like mistake and error and start saying what the truth is. That's what they're trying to get out. If they do that, they could get some public restoration of their credibility and help themselves a lot, but they're not doing that. They're still willing to call it a mistake, and that's dumb. It is dumb.
Legendary actor from Barney Miller, Abe Vigoda.
I'm gonna be 94 years old. I'm gonna be 94 years old. I'm so grateful to God.
And from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Mr. McFeely.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you, Scott.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops.
This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo. Plus, splash all day at Zumbezi Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com. And keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Vanover Village Townhouses, located in Marysville, now renting 2- and 3-bedroom townhouses. Telephone number 937-642-3692. Central Baptist Church would like for you and your family to join them for worship service Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Baptist Church is located at 2816 Marion Waldo Road. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. In 1886, three newspapers operated in the town, including the Marion Star, with Warren G. Harding, eventual President of the United States, serving as the paper's editor. In addition to the newspapers, 15 churches and 4 banks existed in the community.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, don't miss it.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you, lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retro Foam of Central Ohio, LLC. Retro Foam doesn't cost, it pays. Telephone number is 614-664-FOAM. That's 614-664-3626. Website, www.retrofoamofcentralohio.com. And you can catch them on Facebook at Retro Foam of Cent, Ohio.
Hi, this is Lulu Roman from the hit TV series Hee-Haw. And I want you to listen to the Adam the Computer Guy Show Tuesday and Thursday, 2:10 to 3 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM in Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. You can also download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH to listen anywhere in the world.
This is Earl Pitts-American. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address: 400 Delaware Avenue, phone number 740-387-9050.
At Zumbezi Bay, there are endless ways to enjoy your day. So whether you're a speedy slider, a tiny tighter, a super splasher, or a max relaxer, you'll love all our rides.